car, so that's why I've been whispering and stuff. But I'm going to tell y'all more of the story. Now, the reason why I'm able to tell you more of the story is because I am David Sims, but I'm not the real David Sims. See, the real David Sims is out living his life. It's two David Sims. There's the duplicate, and there's the real David Sims. Now, you probably like, why you need a duplicate? Well, the real David Sims met with God. He talked with God. He seen God, and he's God's biological son, and he's not normal, so he can't be around his family. And if David's God and the New Testament, no one is allowed around him. They're not allowed to see him or talk to him and stuff like that. And people not around, they're not allowed. sorry about my voice, but people are not allowed to see me or, you know, talk to me. But because we're the same person, but it is plain all that. When the documentary movie come out, everything will be talked about in there. Alright, so let me get into the story. My voice kind of messing up, but I was kind of with, I was with Kylie Jenner, and, I was in her room or whatever. No, we was at the movie place or whatever like that, and so Kylie was like, I gotta tell him. I'm like, tell him what? She's like, alright, I'm gonna tell you first. I found out that I'm pregnant. I told you if I took that pill, you was going to get me pregnant. We've been doing this for 2 whole weeks. And I told you that pill is like official. And obviously, you're not normal. So if you come in a girl, she going to get pregnant like right away. So I'm pregnant. I'm like, wait. Are you sure it's mine? She like, wait, are you calling me a hoe? I'm like, I'm not calling you a hoe, but, I mean, wow. She's like, okay, we'll get your evidence, because you think it's not yours. So, sorry about that. So she's like, we'll get your evidence, because you think it's not yours. So, we'll get your evidence. I'm like, okay. So she's like, we're here to tell the people about baby, like, I gotta let them know that I'm pregnant before we start filming. Like, you know, we start filming in a few days. I just want to let them know my conditions. I'm like, yo, my girl's like, I know that. I'm just saying, like, they wanted us to fake be together, but we ended up, like, really being together. So, they're coming in now. So, they're like, what's going on, Kylie Jenner? What's going on, David Sims? Is everything okay? We start filming in a few days. So Kylie Jenner was like, I need to just come out and say it. I'm pregnant. So they're like, you're pregnant? Like, what? Was you pregnant before you signed that damn contract? So she was like, no, I wasn't pregnant. It's David's. So they're like, okay. What do you mean it's David's? Like, are you saying that he came inside of you? Or y'all was having sex for real? She was like, I mean, ain't we having sex in the movie for real? So he like, yeah, but he not gonna come inside of you. But you're pregnant, like, how long? So she was like, just 2 weeks. So they like, I mean, you'll be done the movie by then. And I mean, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. You're pregnant. I mean, what can we say? So she's like, you obviously really can't say anything. I just wanted to let you know my conditions before we started filming the movie. So they was like, oh, we thought that you was going to pull out. But, I mean, if you're pregnant, that's really not too much we can do about that. What do you want us to say? Congratulations. Like, it's nothing we can really say. So she's like, all right. So we left. And she's like, I don't even know why I went there, because obviously they don't care. So I'm like, I gotta go back to my wife now. She's like, wait, before you go, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what is it? She's like, I wanna have a family again. I'm like, what? She's like, what? I mean, I want to be with you. I'm like, okay. He's like, I'm about to have your baby, and let's get your proof. You want to know if it's yours? So I'm like, yeah. So we got the nurse, and the nurse did the DNA test on her, and she was like, yeah, the baby's, they yours. And so Kali was like, what do you mean, babies? I thought it's just one. She's like, no, you have twins. She's like, I know, you know that fast. She's like, because we got technology. Well, we work for David, so the technology we got is really advanced. So she's like, and I'm having twins. She's like, yeah, it looks like you're having twins. She's like, do you know the gender? She's like, I mean, we can find out if you want to know right now. She's like, no, I don't want to know right now. She's like, are you sure? We can just tell you right now if you want to know, if you're interested. She's like, I said, no, I don't want to know. I mean, I'm kind of curious, but I don't want to know. She's like, all right, but why'd you ask me if you didn't want to know? She's like, I mean, I kind of do want to know, but I really you could just tell me. She's like, you having girls? She's like, I'm having more damn girls. It's not a boy in there, like one boy. She's like, nope, you're having two twin girls. She's like, oh God. So she's like, all right, thank you. So the nurse left, and she's like, I ain't taking that nurse word for it. I mean, yeah, all right, the baby's yours, but she don't know the gender. I'm like, no, she know the gender. She's like, that shit works, that technology works. I'm like, it's my technology, of course it works. She like, oh. So what do you say about marrying me? Like, we could be a family. I'm like, oh, Kylie Jenner, I gotta go. So she's like, well, where are you going? I'm like, back to my wife. Where you think I'm going? So I go to my wife. I'm like, Tanera. So she's like, yeah, baby. I'm like, are you up? She's like, yeah, of course I'm up. I'm like, so we need to talk. She's like, yeah, we do. So I've been thinking. I'm like, what you been thinking about? She's like, about a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, like, I know that I broke your heart and stuff, and it's hard for you to like give me all of you and stuff, but I want you to know that I haven't cheated on you in years, and I love you. I'm like, okay. She's like, so I don't want you to think you can't trust me or that you can't love me again, because you can. I'm like, okay. She's like, yeah, you really can. So I'm like scared that I'm gonna lose you to like Kylie Jenner or one of the Jenners. I'm like, oh no, you're not gonna lose me to them. She's like, I mean, that runs through my mind. Like, I think about that shit. I'm like, what do you think about it? She's like, I just kinda do. And I'm like, alright, well, I need you to be honest with me. Since we talking, she's like, okay. I'm like, have you ever thought about, like, even though you did it, even though you cheated, have you ever thought about recently cheating on me? She's like, I'm not gonna lie, a little bit, yeah. But then I was like, no, I'm not gonna slip back into that habit. Because, you know, once you get into the habit of cheating, that's when you really get deep into that shit. So, no, I thought about it a little bit. I'm like, do you still think about it? She's like, no. I'm like, you sure? She's like, David, I don't think about it. I'm like, okay. She's like, and I don't want to be labeled as a girl that, like, every nigga can fuck. I don't want to be labeled as that girl. Like, oh, damn. Yeah, you can fuck his wife. She'll let you fuck. Like, that's, like, considered a damn hoe. I'm not a hoe. And I'm not going to let them label me as some hoe-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can fuck her. She'll let you beat that pussy. She'll let you beat that pussy up. Like, no. I'm not that fucking easy. Like, no. I'm like, yeah, okay. Social media to cheat on you. When we go to the market, wherever we go together. I'm like, true, but honest with you, my opinion, I don't think that she's cheating. You know, like she is. I don't think she's cheating. Tamira, I don't think she is, but you know, I do think like if you was to bring like I do think if you was to bring like an attractive person, or if you was to change into a person, sorry y'all, this shit keep cutting off acting weird. So she like, I do believe if you was to change into a person or like find somebody and test her to see if she would cheat on you. I don't know if the person was really good looking. If she didn't know or sense that it's you, she would go along with it. I don't know. It depends on how good looking the person is. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, I'm just saying, it all depends. So it's like, if you, let's just say, if you call her phone and act like someone else, and like FaceTime her or whatever, and act like someone else, you know, and get, like change your voice and stuff, I think she would probably maybe go along with it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. If you really want to find out if she would cheat on you, just give her, like, put her to the test and you'll find out. I'm like, do you think I should change into a person and do it? She's like, you should. I mean, I think you should. And just like making sure she doesn't know it's you though. I'm like, okay, but how? Because my house is gated. So how would we do that? She's like, take her out and say you gotta like go to the bathroom or something, like take her to a restaurant, just you and her. It's not late, it's just turning night, it's only like 7 o'clock at night. Take her to a restaurant, say you gotta go to the bathroom, change it to someone else, right? And then, you know, do that, like test her. Do it now though, because that way you'll know. So I'm like, you know what, that sounds like a really smart thing to do. She like, if she cheats on you, don't even break up with her. Just see what she would do. Just see how she would carry it. You know, if she'll tell you the truth or she'll keep the shit going. You know what I'm saying? If she do it for like months and shit, and she don't tell you, then you go ahead and nail that bitch. Then you let her know that it really was you all that time. You know what I'm saying? And she really can't say nothing because she busted. She dumb. She quit. She can't talk her way out of it. Not this time. So, she's like, that Mother Nature shit, whatever. So, I had sex with Taylor, and then one thing with her. So, I was like, I walked in there, I'm like, Tanera. And she was like, yeah, I'm like, you want to go out to dinner? She's like, sure. Yeah, let's go. So we went out to dinner, right? I'm like, Tanera, I gotta go to the bathroom, I'll be back. She's like, okay. So I changed into a different person, right? Just to, you know. And I had to enhance the like looks and stuff. And I get your number. We can talk and stuff on the phone as friends. So Tanira, like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. You know, like, already, like, I did something a long time ago to my husband, and it's already hard for him to trust me. So I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to decline on that. So I'm like, are you sure? Well, I'm gonna leave my number with you, and if you call me, then let me know you're interested, and you know, just talking to me and stuff. So she's like, yeah, whatever. So I was like, give me your phone number, put my number in your phone. She's like, yeah, I don't think that's a good idea. So I'm like, do your husband go through your phone? Do your husband check your phone? So Tanira was like, no, he don't check my phone. He's not insecure, but all right, whatever. So I put the number in there. Then I sat in the car. I came back to the bathroom. I came out the bathroom. We ate our food and stuff. And Tanira didn't say anything about the boy. She didn't say nothing about some boy coming up to her. She didn't say anything. So went back home. I had sex with Tanira a lot. And then I got in the car. And no, I went into a whole nother room where Tanira couldn't hear me. I was waiting to see if she was going to call the other phone, you know, to see if she was going to get like crack or whatever. She never called it. She didn't call it. I was like, okay, well, she didn't call it. So I went in there with Tanira's daughter, Venus, and told her what I did. She's like, I think she might crack. I'm like, you think so? I was like, I don't know. If she ain't called yet, that's probably because she's sleeping stuff. But if she wakes up after, because y'all had sex and stuff, so she probably, I think she gonna call. I think she gonna crack. Because if she, it was she, like, what did you change it to? So I changed it to the person that I changed to for Tanira, like, to fool her or whatever. And Venus was like, damn, yeah, she definitely gonna crack. I think she is. She gonna crack, and she gonna, like, yeah, I think she gonna call him. Well, call you, because that is you. She just don't know it's you. I'm like, yeah. So, I did my thing. I'm like, how you been, Venus? She's like, I've been okay. The babies, I'm starting to kind of feel them, not as much right now. Well, I'm feeling them. I'm like, you are? She's like, yeah. I'm almost like a month pregnant. I'm like, you are? She's like, yeah. So I'm kind of feeling it a little bit. I'm like, I'm happy that you are. So I went into the bathroom, and Venus was taking off her clothes because we was about to have sex. So baby called me, and I was like, what's up, babe? She's like, hey, are you coming over? I'm like, of course, don't I always come over? We doing a movie together. She's like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to get rid of my damn friend, and she's just not going no damn where. She's starting to look pregnant. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, well, she don't have a boyfriend anymore. It's like she's not in a relationship. So I don't know who the fuck she's having sex with, but I don't even see her leave out the damn room. So I don't know who's having sex with her, but she's starting to look a little like chubby, and her stomach's starting to poke out. So something, I'm just not feeling it. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah. So I asked her, was she pregnant, and she caught an attitude and like start yelling at me and shit. I was like, I just asked you a question. You ain't got to get all fucking angry about it. It was just a question. And she got really pissed off. So I was like, so what do you think? She's like, I think she's hiding something. Because I just asked her, I'm like, damn, girl, are you pregnant? And she's just like, why you ask me that? What are you calling me fat? And then she just went off. And I was just like, damn, I just asked you a question. You ain't got to get all crazy with me. So, yeah. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, do you think she's pregnant? She's like, I mean, I think she's pregnant, but I don't know how she's pregnant because who's the fuck? She's like, who's fucking her? Who's having sex with her? Like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, she's like, you know what I'm saying? So I, you know, do my thing. Well, I didn't do my thing with babe. I wasn't there yet. So I got on the phone with her, but then our friend had called me, our best friend, and she was like, hello. I'm like, yeah, she's like, babe, asked me, was I pregnant? I'm like, yeah, she just told me. She's like, yeah, she being nosy. She keeps looking at me. And then she was like, who you having sex with? Somebody having sex with you, but I don't see you leave out. are you, is the person coming here when I'm asleep? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, why are you worried about what I do with my sex life? Like, it's none of your business. And even if I was pregnant, I'm definitely not telling your ass. Because then she gonna want to know, like, oh, the father, all this shit. I'm like, yeah, it's like, so, are you coming over? I'm like, yeah, I'm coming over. She's like, all right, I'm gonna wait for you. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So, I was still kind of in the room, whatever. I came out, had sex with Venus, and then when I was leaving out, I went to the other room, and my phone, the other phone was ringing. It was Tanira. It was Tanira, so I was like, oh boy. So it's just like, hello, I'm gonna speak to Jimmy. And I was like, yeah, this is Jimmy. What's up? So you finally cracked. I was like, well, I wouldn't say crack. I mean, we can be friends. It's cool. You know, that's not, it's nothing bad with being friends. So I'm like, so can I, I'm like, so can I come and see you? She's like, oh, I think my husband is gone, but you can't find this house because it's like, he got a shield up. And I can't take the shield down, so yeah, you might, you know, just let's just talk on the phone. So I was like, okay. She's like, I mean, I could leave out and meet you somewhere. I mean, it's just, you know, we just hanging out. So she actually met up with me. She didn't know it was me, and I was like a different person. She didn't know. She's like, so this is your place? I was like, yeah. She's like, it's pretty nice. So what do you want to talk about? So I was like, I just want to, like, you know, want to kiss you. She's like, no, that's not a good idea. So I started kissing on her. She started letting me, like, you know, feel her up and stuff. And she's like, what are you doing? And so I'm like, what do you think I'm doing? She's like, no, this is not right. I didn't come here for that. I just came here to talk. I was like, you came here to talk. You came all this way to talk. You really, no, I know what's on your mind. You want me to make love to you. She's like, no, that's not true. I came here to talk. So I bent over. It's just like, no, you can't. That's not, you know what? No. So she turned around and she pretty much ran out. She ran out the building, well, ran out the apartment. And then she had called my phone. She's like, David. I'm like, yes, yeah, like, I almost cheated on you again, baby. I need you to come home. I'm like, okay. So I came home. She's like, baby, this boy Jimmy had came up to me in the restaurant and introduced himself. He was really attractive, but I mean, you're attractive too. You know that, baby. And I cracked a little bit, baby. I called him and I went to his place and we almost had sex. Almost. I'm like, did you want to have sex with him? She's like, a part of me did. But a part of me was like, this is wrong. I'm like, so why don't you go ahead and go through with it? She's like, I'm not going through with it, David. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm going home. I'm like, all right. She's like, I love you, and it's wrong, and I'm not going to cheat on you. I almost let him hit it. I almost let him get that shit. I'm like, so you're not going to let him? She's like, I'm not letting him fuck. Can you come home? So I'm like, yeah, she's like, all right. So I came home and we made love, we did things. And I just remember I left and then I act like I was leaving out. And I changed into that person and I was like calling to their phone. She's like, what is it? I'm like, I'm at your door. She's like, how are you at my door? You can't find this house. So she was like, so I was like, well, before that official shield came over or whatever, I snuck onto the premises. Can you just open the door? I know it's here, even though I can't see the house. So she was like, no, I can't open the door. Everything is security. So I was like, well, just come back to my place and we can just talk like you said. She's like, no, that's not a good idea. You need to leave. So she's like, if you don't, I'll just call the police or something to get you off the property. She's like, so I left or whatever. She didn't call Jimmy or anything. I just like, all right, fuck it. She obviously, I don't think she's gonna really cheat. So I went back stuff. But I think because it's so many babies, I feel like really down and shit. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, yeah, I don't feel like myself. And I've been really, really tired and hungry. And my hormones, like, has been all over the place, Daddy. It's been crazy. And I asked the nurse, and she was just like, that's supposed to happen. Like, all the stuff that's happening to you is supposed to happen. And I was just like, you mean this shit right here is supposed to happen? And the nurse was like, yeah, it's, everything is supposed to happen. And I was just like, this is fucking too much. This is like annoying. This shit is too much for me. And so I was like, all right, I like the horny part. The horny part I like. And so the nurse was like, yeah, every girl like the horny part because you're getting dick and you're having sex. Yeah, not everybody like that part. So yeah, I like that part, but everything else, like feeling sluggish and all that shit, and eating so much, I just feel like a fat girl, like a fat Teen Wolf girl, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, but it's, you still look good, though. She's like, you like it, you do. I'm like, yeah, of course. So I do my thing with Layla, and we cut up a lot. Now, when I was done with Layla, my phone rung, the other phone rung, it was Tanera. And so I was like, hello. She was like, look, I just wanted to say, I was like, you know, you want me to have sex with you? She's like, I do want you to have sex with me. I'm not going to lie to you. But I don't want to, like, cheat on my husband. I promised him I wouldn't do that. So I was like, well, just don't make it. It won't be cheating. So she was like, but what if you get me pregnant? I can't keep the baby. So, he was like, so are you saying that you're going to let me, you know, have my way with you? So she's like, but what if we end up really liking each other? Like, I can't. I don't want to break my family up. I don't even know why I'm calling you. So I was like, you're calling me because you know you want to be with me. So she's like, that's not true. I mean, yeah, I might want to let you have sex with me, but I love David. I do. And I'm not going to leave him, even if I do end up liking you. I'm not gonna leave him. I can't leave him anyway. We're in the Bible. So, you know what? I think that we shouldn't even do this. So, I'm like, alright, well, you're the one that called me. So, I thought that maybe you wanted to, you know, have fun. And so, she's like, yeah, I gotta go. She's like, yeah, I gotta go. So, she pretty much hung up the phone. I went back in there with Tanera. She was acting like she was asleep. I don't know why, because she was just on the phone. So she was acting like she was asleep. I'm like, Tanera, you up? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you like him? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you want to talk to him? You want to have sex with that nigga, don't you? I know you do. I can feel it. You know I'm gone. I know everything. She's like, okay, I do want to fuck him. I'm not going to lie to you. But I just, you know, I'm not going to cheat on you. Yeah, I feel that way. I'm like, oh, okay. She's like, I'm like, are you going to sneak out and do it? She's like, I ain't going to lie to you, David. I probably would sneak out and have sex with him, but I'm not going to do it now that I told you. I'm like, yeah, see, that's why I can't trust you. It's like, what? I'm like, that's not a real person. Jimmy is not a real person. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, nothing. She's like, what? You just said Jimmy's not a real person. Why did you say that? I'm like, what? She's like, you just said that Jimmy's not a real person. Why did you just say that? So I'm like, never mind. Don't worry about it. She's like, no. Tell me why you said that. So I'm like, don't worry about it. She's like, okay. I mean, wait a minute. I'm like, Jimmy is me, Tanera. If you're not that fucking stupid. She's like, I gotta, David. I'm sorry. Alright, you got me. I'm not even gonna act like I knew it was you. You got me. You fucking got me. You caught me red-handed. I'm like, so you would cheat on me? She's like, yeah, David, I guess I would if the right fucking person came along. I mean, not saying you're not the right person, because you can change into people. But I guess that it don't matter if you can change into just sit there and not do anything. I'm like, okay, so what if I don't do that anymore? It's like, okay, that'll help a whole lot of me thinking about even doing something like that. I'm like, okay, it's like, because I don't want to break us apart, and we can't be broke apart. I'm like, okay, it's like, and there's a lot of males that want to have sex with me. I'm like, okay, how do you know that? It's like, I gotta be honest with you. I re-downloaded Instagram, and I shouldn't have did it because boys were trying to, like, talk to me and send me DMs right away. I'm like, I thought you just, like, I deleted it because I was like, oh, my goodness. And I was just like, okay. So I'm like, let me see your phone. So I was just like, you get it out of my phone or whatever. I mean, I don't have anything to hide. No, none of the boys got my number, so I don't care. So I had sex with Tanera. We had sex. We cut up and stuff. I'm like, you was going to get my pussy. I was like, no, David, I wasn't. I did go there. I'm not even going to front. Like, I went to him, but he kind of reeled me in a little bit. I ain't going to front. I'm like, okay. She's like, but you got me, David. You got me. I'm not even going to say it. I'm like, oh, I knew it was you. I ain't going to say that shit because I did not know it was you. I'm like, okay, it's like, but you really fucking got me. I'm like, okay, it's like, yeah, but I love you, David, and I promise you, I'm not going to cheat. I'm like, you're not. It's like, no, because I'm going to, David, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to think that it's you, even if it might not really be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, I'm just not going to cheat. I'm like, well, that's a good thing that you're not going to cheat. She's like, yeah, I'm not. I'm like, yeah, but you got broke my heart a little bit. She's like, David. I'm like, yeah, he bent you over. She's like, you bent me over. And I was about to let him stick that shit in there, but then I was like, fuck no, I can't let you do that. Like, I'm sorry. And yeah, David, don't do that no more. Please don't play with me like that. I'm like, all right, she's like, so I can delete this number. I'm like, yeah, so she deleted the number, which was cool. And so I had sex with Tanera a couple more times because Tanera is my wife and stuff like that. So I'm like, are you getting tired of me, Tanera? She's like, no, hell no. I'm like, she's like, it's not even that. I'm like, she's like, David, I love you. I really do. It's just the girls and the baby mothers and stuff that really get to me. I'm like, well, just tell me what be on your mind. She's like, a lot of shit. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I don't like the fact that your baby mother stay here. I don't like that. They walk around in their underwears and titties out and shit. I don't like that shit. It feels like a halfway crack house and shit, you know, when they, back in the day when they used to deal crack and the girls used to be in their underwears and fucking no bras and shit. I'm like, yeah, it's just like, it just reminds me of that. And it's like, I just don't like that shit. And my daughter, Venus, that's not your daughter, she even do it now. And it's like, I'm like, I can't really tell her not to. She a grown ass woman. She can do what she want. But I'm just like, oh, man, this is really pissing me off. And I got to go along with it. But our daughters, Layla and Jessica, they're doing it too. So it's like, it's just, I don't know. It's just be a lot of stuff on my mind. And I try not to talk about it because I know you got a lot of shit going on, baby. But it really aggravates me and stuff. I'm like, okay. I didn't know that they really got to you. It's like, and the fact that you're hanging around Kylie Jenner, I don't know if you're fucking that girl. I don't know if she's sucking your dick or whatever. I don't know what's going on with you and that girl. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's like, you know, all I know is that I'm going with you on set. I'm like, you better not cheat on me. I told you, if you cheat on me, I'm going to kill you. She's like, David, I'm not going to cheat on you. I promise you. Yes, I almost went through with it. I would have killed my damn self, David. I would have killed myself because I couldn't bear to look you in the face and tell you I did it again. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you'd have been, like, crushed. You know, so, David, just trust me. I do love you, and I am not tired of you. What girl would be tired of being with God? it's just, I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of all these other girls coming on to you. Yeah, I'm tired of that shit, but I'm not tired of you. I'm like, okay. She's like, I just want it to be just me, you, and the kids. Our kids, not everybody else's kids that you had with different girls that's famous. I don't mind them being here, but, you know, I just want it to be just that because I'm just tired of seeing them every damn day. I'm like, okay, she's like, and it really, and to me, it really upsets me. I'm like, it does, like, yeah. In a way, like, I feel like David, am I the only girl you want? I'm like, yes. Yeah. Like, okay, David, why don't you put a spell on me so I won't even I don't need that spell, but just put me under your spell where I just do whatever you want and make sure that, like, I'm all yours, kind of like a slave, because I don't want to cheat on you. I don't want to break your heart, and I'm not thinking about that stuff. But David, I'll need you to know that I want to be around you all the time. I want to have your company all the time because you are my husband. So when you're not here and I wake up and I see these girls, and yeah, it kind of comes to my mind that maybe I should give my ass to somebody else just for a minute so you can see how much I love you, and then you'll feel it, you know. But I don't want to put you through that. So I'm like, oh, you know, it's just so much stuff runs through my brain. That's why I downloaded the Instagram app. Because I just kind of broke a little bit. I was like, you know what, fuck it. He's up there fucking all these girls, whatever. So I just kind of got mad, downloaded the app. And then all these boys came flooding in. Oh, I can't wait to fuck you. I want to have sex with you so bad. And I was just like, okay, these are really thirsty-ass males. It was even females talking about, I want to have sex with you and fuck you with a dildo and all this stuff. And I was just like, okay, all right, I am definitely getting rid of this fucking app. And so I deleted it. You can look on my phone. You have it. You can go through it, whatever you want to do, David. I'm like, okay, so like, I'm hurting because you're hurting. And I know you're hurting, and I can feel it. I'm like, okay, it's like, so David, please, let's work on our marriage. I don't want our marriage to die. I'm like, I don't even think I would even be happy with someone else. I know I wouldn't. I would, I really wouldn't. I'd be hurt, I really would. And all I do is think about you. And I'd be scared for my damn life. Like, I'd be like, am I gonna die? Is something gonna happen to me? You know? Because I betrayed you, you know, and I don't want to betray you, I don't. That's the last thing I want to do, is like break your trust. I'm like, okay, so yeah, I had her phone, and you know, she, you know, I was like, it's the only phone you have. She's like, yeah, it's the only phone I have. I had sex with Tanera a lot of times. I had a lot of sex with Tanera. She finally went to sleep. She was really out of it. I decided to go in there with our daughter Jessica. I was like, Jessica, how you feeling? How's the stomach? She's like, it feels good. But the only thing that I kind of get upset about, I'm like, what? She was like, is that like, it feels like a ton of fucking bricks in my stomach. I'm like, it dude. She's like, yeah, like when I walk around, I feel the weight. I'm like, you do. She's like, yeah, I feel that fucking weight. Like, I feel these babies, and it's definitely 100. So I feel the weight of that shit as I'm walking, and it's like, it feels so heavy. I'm like, you do. She's like, yeah. And it's like, I'm like, shit. And then I asked the nurse, like, are you sure that I can be able to even birth these babies? Like, it feels so fucking heavy already. And she was like, that's because there's a lot of them babies. But after a while, you'll get used to that feeling. And I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to get used to this fucking feeling. No, I don't think so. This feeling is not a feeling I would want to feel every fucking day. So she was like, what I'm saying is, once they start developing, they're not going to be that heavy. The reason sometimes it's just a lot of sperm in you, but you'll see how everything, you know, play out once the baby start developing in your stomach. And so I was like, oh, it's like, David, I was thinking, you know, have you ever like decided to like marry one of your, you know, daughters? I'm like, well, I mean, I guess so. She's like, well, you should, you know, marry me because I would be a good wife to you. I'm always like, I'm giving you a real damn family. I'm giving you a community of fucking people. You know how much 100 people is? That's like a new generation. That's a whole damn generation of people. I'm giving it to you. And I'm like, okay, it's like, and then you can give me more babies, and I'll have another damn generation of your kids again. All I know is that I want to have a lot of your babies. I'm like, okay, it's like, so yeah, I won't stop. You know, I'll do whatever you want. And I'm like, okay, it's like, you want to make a generation. You made it with me. I have it in my stomach. I'm literally walking around with the generation in my stomach. I'm like, yeah, you are. She's like, yeah, and it's there. I'm like, oh, so you thought about, like, I thought about, like, marrying you. I don't know if you thought about marrying me or actually wifing me. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I thought about it. It's like, well, we can run away and be together, be a real family. I think I would be a really good wife to you. I'm like, it's like, we can have sex all day. I mean, all day. I'm talking about literally all day, doing whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I don't really care. I'm like, but I got filmed this movie with Kylie Jenner starting in a few days. She's like, oh, damn, I forgot all about that. That Kylie Jenner shit. I forgot all about her shit. Damn, she's still doing that movie. I'm like, yeah, she's still doing the movie. She's like, I forgot all about that fucking movie. Damn. So how long is it going to take for you to film that with her? I'm like, a few months, probably like 3 months. She was like, y'all not like doing anything, like y'all not having sex or nothing. I'm like, no, why would you think that? She's like, I'm just saying, I'm just hoping that you're not like falling for her or anything, you know, because Kylie Jenner is a very pretty girl. I'm like, yeah, she is very beautiful. So she's like, okay, so did you think about, you know, what I said? I'm like, about marrying you. She's like, yeah, you think about that? I'm like, yeah. I mean, I'm still thinking about it, though. It's like, oh, you didn't, like, you don't got your answer yet. I'm like, not yet. I don't have it yet, but I will have it. She's like, okay, all right, cool. I mean, is it a possibility that it will be a yes? I'm like, yeah, it's a possibility that it could be a yes. So she's like, all right, so do my thing. We, you know, Jessica went in there with Tila and had sex with Tila and stuff. I told her everything I did with Tanera. And she was like, yeah, I think Tanera did really love you and stuff. She just, you know, she just under a lot of pressure and stuff, you know. Looking at all us girls and stuff. And she know that you having sex with us. I think that really bothers her. She might act like it don't, but I think it gets to her. It would get to any fucking girl. I mean, it would get to me. I probably would do the same thing. I'm like, you would. She's like, I think any girl would, David, to be honest with you. That don't mean that the girl don't love you. It just means that she's hurting. And she's trying to cover up the pain with, you know, doing what the fuck you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay. She's like, and that don't mean that you, like, she gonna leave you because you're not leaving her. You're just having sex with other girls, you know? I'm like, I mean, I get what you're saying. So, you know, I did my thing with Tila. I was surprised that she took off with Tanera because she really don't like her like that. They don't like each other. So, Tila went to sleep, and me and Tila's daughter, we were in the kitchen. She's like, oh, guess what? I'm like, what? She's like, I'm a few weeks pregnant. And, you know, the baby's yours, and I'm like, going back to school. I announced it online and stuff. I'm like, but I thought you wanted to be a model. She's like, I do. I want to be a model, but I could be a model any other day. Like, I could always be a model. sex with Kylie is because she got a big butt and she's curvy and all that stuff. But that's it, really. And she is really pretty, but she got work done on her face, you know, and on her body. Like, her whole body is a fucking plastic doll. It's not even real. I'm like, okay, you think it's not real? It's like, her whole family is not real, which means, I'm like, all right, let me have sex with you real quick. So I had sex with her, and then I had sex with her again, and then we just kept having sex and stuff, which was really good. And she's like, so, yeah, her whole body is fake. It's not even real. It's just, like, I don't know. So, yeah, the one thing with her again, she fell asleep. I went back in there with Tanera. My wife Tanera, I woke up, and I was holding her. I was like, I love you. She's like, I love you too, baby. I'm like, she's always like, David, I love you. I love you so much. I'm like, okay, so what are we going to do? We are going out of town, just me and you. And I'm going to write that book while I'm out of town. Actually, I got to film this movie. So I'm going to take the production out of town with me, and we can do it like that and be romantic and stuff. Just me and you. It's like, really? I'm like, yeah. It's like, I would love that, David. I'm like, okay. It's like, yes, that is perfect. I'm like, all right. It's like, I love you. I'm like, I love you too, girl. So, I'm gonna stop the story here. This was episode 15. And so, I just want to let everybody know I love y'all. And, yeah, I'll let y'all later.